The Australian Communications Consumer Action Network, known as ACCAN, last week announced that Media Access Australia's Social Media Accessibility Project will be among the six to receive funding under the ACCAN grant scheme for 2011. Dr. Scott Hollier, Project Manager at Media Access Australia, is with us today to discuss what the implications of the project are for people who are blind and vision impaired. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, Roberta. Thanks for having me back.
Now, first of all, what is social media?
Social media is basically the opportunity for people on the internet to get together. The internet used to be very much one-way traffic where information was put online and people would then access it. But over time, they've developed new ways that people can keep in touch with each other, be it for friendships or professionally, or even communicating over things like Skype. So it's really become more that the internet is now a conversation rather than just information.
And which types of social media are the most popular ones, do you think?
Well, in Australia, Facebook has about 10 million people involved in it. So Facebook by far is the most popular, and that's good for keeping in touch with friends. Some of the other popular ones include things like LinkedIn, which is good for keeping in touch with professionals. There's also Blogspot and some of the blogging sites. And Twitter is certainly getting more and more popular, which they call microblogging. So you can put a line or two out there on the net. And we often hear in the news that celebrities get in trouble with Twitter. Yeah, so sometimes, maybe too much information can happen.
Yeah, I was just going to say that sometimes when you say Facebook and Twitter, you think negative things immediately.
Yes, but
and it's not like that, is it?
No, I mean, for people, wanting to share really important information. I mean, I look at Twitter a lot for my research to keep up with what the accessibility trends are, and to see what people are talking about is a great thing.
So what are the barriers that stop people who are blind or vision impaired from getting involved with social media, Scott?
Well, one of the big issues is that some of the social media sites and functions aren't easy to get to, and there can be accessibility issues like screen readers not working or the particular device people are using, like, say, an Android phone doesn't fully work for their particular needs. There are a number of issues there, and one of the things that we're hoping this grant will do is help people to navigate around some of those issues.
And ACCAN has recently given Media Access Australia a grant to make social media accessible. How will the project address the issues?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to look at all the major ways that people try to get access to these really key technologies. So we're going to look at the type of device people use, be it a more traditional computer with Windows or a Mac, and look at some of the portable options like iPhones and iPads and things like that. We're going to look at some of the apps that people use to try and access social media. We're going to try and provide information to help people steer around some of those accessibility barriers and find the most accessible options. So, for example, if you can't use the Twitter website very easily, you can go to a website called Easy Chirp, which is designed to be accessible and still get you into Twitter, but in a much more accessible way. So really focusing on all those different ways that people may try to get access to these really important social media tools and give people the best option.
What was that one you just used to get people in?
It's called Easy Chirp.
That is just how it is, EASYCHIRP?
That's right, easychirp.com, and that's basically an accessible form of the Twitter website.
Mm.
So that's a good example of where, we're trying to get information as to what is the best way that people can get involved in these things.
Ah, but the $64,000 question, how will people be able to find the information?
Well, we're going to have a variety of resources, and this is really what the grant is funding, is the production and distribution of these resources. So we're going to have certainly a portal on our website where people can come, not just vision impaired, but also hearing impaired, mobility impaired, can specify their disability and then navigate into the tools they want to use, and we'll highlight the best way to get into that. So people say, look, I really want to keep up with my friends on Facebook. What's the best way for me to do that as per someone who's blind or vision impaired? They can go to our website portal and find that out. But we're also going to have how-to tip sheets, so there'll be some really quick and easy ways that people can get access to things, and we're going to get those distributed. So, yeah, there should be lots of options for people getting this information.
Well, for more information, you can visit that website of Media Access Australia, and, of course, it's simply mediaaccess.org.au. And talking about social media, you can also follow Media Access Australia on Twitter by the username Media Access Aus. Now, I'll spell that M-E-D-I-A-A-C-E-S-S AUS, or you can like them on Facebook. Well, I've been speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier, Project Manager at Media Access Australia, and thank you for that today, Scott.
Thank you.
And Media Access Australia, supporters of this program.